Good evening, I'm Veronica Dela Cruz. Ken Bastida has the night off. Let's get you right to Night Beat's Andrea Nakano, who is live in Orinda for us tonight. Andrea?
Yeah, Veronica, there are many unhappy PG&E customers here in the East Bay. They are part of the 2 million people that lost their power in the recent shutoff, and many are frustrated that the lights may go off again.
It's all very inconvenient, and it's unsettling, and it's kind of scary.
An emergency CPUC meeting in San Francisco didn't help to ease the minds of PG&E customers who were concerned about another possible public safety power shutoff.
It's hard to believe that they expect us to have any sympathy for them. It's that they've made too many mistakes.
PG&E CEO Bill Johnson was grilled about the PSPS and what the company plans to do in the future to mitigate fire danger.
An unacceptable situation that should never be repeated.
The National Weather Service is watching for potential fire weather in the Bay Area next week. There are no plans to shut off the power as of tonight, but that might become an option. The long-term solution to cover the wires and increase vegetation management is years away.
What is the timeline you see for that?
So better every year. I think this is probably a 10-year timeline.
They're clearly trying to put a Band-Aid on a wound, and I don't know if they put the right Band-Aid on to solve the problem.
Aaron Hammond from Pleasant Hill was left in the dark last week. He feels a corporation like PG&E should have had a better plan in place years ago to reduce the risk of fire danger.
They should have been investing for the last 10 years and doing rate increases accordingly year over year to properly invest in the infrastructure.
And PG&E is asking for a rate increase again, which will kick in January. An average customer will see about a $9 increase a month on their bill. But the PUC needs to approve this rate hike first. Live in Orinda, Andrea Nakano on the Night Beat.
New tonight, a pedestrian is dead after a two-car crash in Santa Rosa. A silver Lexus ended up jammed against the side of a building on Cleveland Avenue. It had collided with a Subaru at an intersection. Police say the Subaru went out of control, hit a woman on the sidewalk, and then smashed into the same building. That pedestrian died at the scene. Investigators say both drivers are cooperating. One of them is now in the hospital. New at 10, package thieves are taking advantage of one Santa Clara County neighborhood. Night Beat's Mark Sayer with why residents are saying that they are an easy target. Mark?
The rash of recent package thefts have taken place around some of these brand new condo communities going up around the Milpitas BART station, but police believe they are mostly crimes of opportunity. It doesn't take long to spot packages sitting by front doors waiting to be brought inside, and in this particular complex, the doorways are right next to a road, which gives would-be thieves easy access both in and out.
We're in a pretty easy location to just kind of swing by and grab the package.
Milpitas police have released still photos taken from the security cameras of residents in these complexes, which show three different suspects in at least five different package theft incidents. At this point, police cannot say if these crimes are connected.
As of right now, we don't know if they're working together. We think they might be individuals that are kind of isolated incidents.
Manjari Soman says homeowners here do share information about recent crimes.
There's been a lot of package thefts, and a lot of our neighbors have faced that issue. It's every day, and it looks like they are literally following the UPS FedEx trucks.
Regardless of if you have a camera up or not, which we do, I mean, people can just easily put on a hoodie, hide their face, and just quickly grab it and take off.
Milpitas police emphasize these crimes can occur anywhere. They suggest having packages delivered to your work, to a delivery locker, or when someone is likely to be home. On the Night Beat in Milpitas, I'm Mark Sayer.
Police are investigating an explosion in the North Bay that rocked a Sebastopol home and landed four people in handcuffs. It happened on Industrial Avenue, just outside of Sebastopol city limits, off of Highway 116. The blast blew the front door off its hinges, shattered windows, and moved the dining room off its foundation. What caused it? Well, police say there was an illegal butane honey oil lab inside. Two people, two cats, and a dog were injured. The Press Democrat is reporting 14 people are now displaced. There are new developments in the fuel tank explosion at the NuStar facility in Crockett tonight. The question, was the staff adequately trained? Fire officials say when they pulled up to the scene, the gate was locked. The fire suppression system was not activated, and an employee didn't know what was inside the burning tank. A NewsStar spokesperson says that the fire was burning so fast, the workers didn't have the time to turn the system on.
Some of the preliminary information coming in is concerning and raises a red flag. Those on scene should be able to quickly identify the product in each tank.
The fire on Tuesday burned for hours in two massive tanks holding ethanol. Investigators are still working to figure out whether the explosion was triggered by a 4.5 earthquake in Pleasant Hill. Well, tonight, the president is defending a top aide who was forced to walk back comments regarding Ukraine. During a press briefing Thursday, Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney clearly linked the withholding of aid to Ukraine to a White House request to investigate election meddling. Later, he issued a statement clarifying there was no quid pro quo. Today, the president was asked to clarify again.
I think he clarified it.
The Trump campaign has lashed on to Mulvaney's rebuke to the press to get over it. When it comes to the issue of exchanging favors with foreign governments, they are printing up these T-shirts with the catchphrase, complete with the president's hair adorning that O. Meanwhile, in Syria tonight, a fragile ceasefire brokered by the vice president and secretary of state appears to be crumbling. As Nightbeat's Deborah Alfaron reports, the fighting continues less than 24 hours after a deal was announced. Put themselves
at risk. President Trump touted a U.S. brokered ceasefire in northern Syria despite a rocky start.
We've had tremendous success, I think, over the last couple of days.
Even with the temporary ceasefire taking effect Friday, fighting between Turkish and Kurdish forces continued.
There was some sniper fire this morning. There was mortar fire this morning that was eliminated quickly. And they're back to the full pause.
Salı akşamına kadar.
Turkey's president warned his troops would go back on the attack if Kurdish fighters don't withdraw from a 20-mile safe zone. Kurdish commanders tell CBS News they will continue to defend the territory. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said time will tell.
We're hopeful in the hours ahead that both the Turks as well as the YPG fighters in the region will take seriously the commitments that they made.
President Trump was widely criticized for abandoning Kurdish allies in Syria, and now some are pushing back against that ceasefire agreement.
In fact, it's not a ceasefire, it's a demand of capitulation of the Kurds.
Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell objects to the president's pullback and said in an op-ed he wants to plan to reintroduce U.S. troops to the area, writing, America's wars will be endless only if America refuses to win them. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said U.S. troops will continue to withdraw. Deborah Alfaron, CBS News, The White House.
All right, thousands of California pharmacy students will have to retake their licensing exam after a cheating scandal. The State Board of Pharmacy revealed this week that more than 100 questions from the state licensing exam were leaked online. Now, anyone who had taken the exam since July will need a do-over, and that's about 1,400 people. The exam is one of two tests required to become a licensed pharmacist in California. Some students say that they've actually lost out on job opportunities. The board says its priority is making sure that all applicants are competent. So it's never too late to return an overdue library book. At least at one East Bay library. Tonight, Berkeley Side reports a lifelong Berkeley resident found a library book her mother had checked out way back in 1945 while cleaning her study. It is a copy of Sir Walter Scott's Lady of the Lake, and it was 74 years overdue. Good news, the Berkeley Public Library doesn't issue any fines because it could have been costly. All right, history was made today with the first ever all-female spacewalk, and it comes 7 months after the original one was scheduled. Lisa Matea reports this time NASA had all the right gear.
I'm right beneath your feet, so don't move down.
Copy.
There was some polite maneuvering up in space as astronauts Christina Koch and Jessica Meir made their way outside the International Space Station to replace a battery. Meir walked hand over hand. Koch hitched a ride on a robotic arm.
I think we're ready for the bat swap if you guys want to lead us through that.
For the first time in history, two female astronauts are spacewalking together.
Certainly women have walked in space before, 15 in fact, 14 of those NASA astronauts. But this is the first time it's been all women, and that's generated a lot of excitement.
The first all-female spacewalk was supposed to happen back in March with Cook and astronaut Ann McClain. But only one medium-sized torso spacesuit was available, so both women could not participate. Since then, NASA designed a more one-size-fits-all spacesuit, making way for Friday's historic spacewalk.
Do you hear me?
President Trump spoke directly to the astronauts as they were finishing up their work, some 260 miles above the Earth.
That's great.
This is really just us doing our job. At the same time, we recognize that it is a historic achievement, and we do, of course, want to give credit to all of those that came before us.
And they're hopeful there will be many more all-female spacewalks to come. Lisa Mateo, CBS News, New York.
Christina Cook is 7 months into an 11-month space flight, setting a record for female astronauts. All right, marine biologists are learning more about how earthquakes impact sea life, and it comes after whale watchers spotted more than half a dozen whales breached near the Monterey coast just as an earthquake rattled Hollister. Experts are saying it's more than just a coincidence. Earthquakes create a sound that is detectable underwater, and researchers at the Monterey Bay Aquarium picked it up on their equipment. Take a listen.
So it's a really loud disturbance, and it was about 30 seconds long on the hydrophone. So it's just this very deep and unusual noise. And so I think the whales all just started jumping out of the water as a reaction to it.
Well, I'm sure you can kind of imagine what it sounded like, and marine biologists can't say for sure if the whale's unusual behavior was actually linked directly to the earthquake, but the timing certainly suggests that there was a connection. So good news tonight if you like wintry weather, that temperatures have dropped low enough to kick off Tahoe ski season at several resorts. Mount Rose says it plans to open next Friday, and Squaw Valley is gearing up now to open on November 15th, trailing our North Star, Sugar Bowl, Heavenly, all welcoming the winter season before Thanksgiving. Do you think your dog gets excited when they spot a squirrel? Check out Lexi, the amazing leaping hound. Gosh, she looks like a gymnast, right? Crazy. You're not seeing things here. Lexi is actually able to leap tall fences in a single bound like you just witnessed. This 10-foot wooden privacy fence in Kentucky is no match for when this squirrel smells a squirrel. And if her jumping isn't impressive enough, she actually manages to balance, as you can see right there, at the top of an edge, just a few inches wide. It's kind of like the balance beam. Like I said, she's a little bit like a gymnast. Go, Lexi, go.